today on Press TV, the Russian foreign minister says the agreement signed between Ukraine's army and pro-Russian militias provide the basis for a peaceful resolution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Sergei Lavrov said Moscow is determined to find ways out of the current crisis in Ukraine. Iraq's health minister says the remains of 470 people have been exhumed from mass graves near the northern city of Tikrit. Adila Hamoud said the victims were killed by ISIL terrorists in a massacre called Spica, which took place last year. Two Saudi border guards have been killed in fresh retaliatory attacks by Yemeni fighters. The deaths occurred when Yemeni rockets struck a border area in Asir region. The latest deaths bring to 30 the number of people killed in the Saudi border region since March 26. The United Nations is seeking to put the Israeli military on its blacklist. The UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict says such a measure must be taken because of some 500 Palestinian children who were killed during last summer's invasion of Gaza. The Brazilian president says her government backs a corruption probe into FIFA's massive graft scandal. This comes after one of the seven people detained in FIFA's corruption case turned out to be a member of Brazil's Football Confederation. The death toll in India's heatwave has passed 1,400, taking a particularly grim toll on the country's homeless and poor. During the past week, temperatures have reached as high as 48 degrees Celsius. Weather officials say the sweltering temperatures are likely to continue for at least another week. The Pentagon has accidentally sent samples of a live bioweapon to 9 U.S. states and a military base in South Korea. Military officials say 22 personnel at the Osan Air Base may have been exposed to anthrax during a training session. They're now receiving preventive treatment. And Burundi's opposition parties say it's impossible to hold free and fair elections in the country next week. Opposition parties say there's not enough time to hold polls. They say they won't recognize the results if polls go ahead as planned. Those are the latest here on Press TV.